Welcome to the Art Talk podcast, where I tell the stories of art, artists, and interview people in the arts. I am Karin Merks, your host, and I am an artist, art historian, teacher, and mentor. This is episode 93 of Art Talk, and this is the first of a short series about the old masters and why old masters matter to artists today. So, old masters matter, and I do this because I often see people struggle with their work. They do not have a formal training, which is okay, but they don't have that. And there also is a lack of knowledge, because if you have knowledge about the old masters, it will help you in your work. So old masters hold a power that few other works of art can rival. They are not just paintings. They are lessons in technique, storytelling, and innovation. And when you study an old master, you're stepping into a lineage of artists who build the very foundations of what we consider good painting today. But why should a modern artist, especially one trained in digital mediums or contemporary abstraction, care about painters from centuries ago? The answer is simple. They figured out things we are still trying to master. Composition, light, form, movement, emotion. And whether you're painting, sculpting, or working with digital tools, the principles established by Titian, Rembrandt, and Vermeer still apply. So, learning from the masters. Just some practical takeaways. You don't need a formal art history degree to learn from the old masters. You need to just look at their work differently. And here's how. First, study their compositions. Why does a Caravaggio scene feel so intense? Why does a Vermeer interior feel so intimate? And it's all about how they arranged forms, balanced color, and controlled light. Even if you're working abstractly, understanding how the eye moves through a painting will elevate your work. Second, observe their brushwork. We often think of old masters as smooth, polished painters. But if you look closely, if you will see something different. We often think of old masters as smooth, polished painters. But if you look closely, you'll see something different. Rembrandt's later works are almost sculptural. His thick paint build up in layers. Velázquez worked in bold, loose strokes that up close seem chaotic, but from a distance form a perfect illusion of reality. Brush economy is still worth mastering. Then, very importantly, understand their color strategies. The old masters had no synthetic pigments, yet they created luminous, rich paintings. And how? Limited palettes, layering, and contrast. They knew how to use warm and cool tones to create depth. They understood how glazing thin, transparent layers of paint could add glow to skin, sky, and even fabric. Even if you're working digitally, these color principles can transform the way you approach light and shadow. So let's go into the psychology of mastery. So what made them great then? Well, it's not just about technique. It's about mindset. Because the old masters were obsessed with observation. They studied human expression, anatomy, and movement in ways that feel almost scientific. Leonardo da Vinci dissected bodies to understand muscle beneath the skin. Rubens filled sketchbooks with drawings of twisting figures in motion. They weren't just copying reality, they were learning how to construct it. Another key difference? They were patient. Old masters, many of them, took months or even years to complete a single painting. They worked in layers, allowing each stage to dry before moving on. And today, we often feel pressure to work fast. We want instant gratification. We want to produce more. But some of the greatest paintings in history exist because their creators embraced slowness, slowing down time. How can you then apply this to your own artwork? Well, you can do this as an artist by taking inspiration from old masters without feeling like you're stuck in the past. Let me give you some ideas. One of them is copy the masters, but with intention. That doesn't mean making perfect replicas. Instead, take a small section, a hand, a piece of fabric, a face, and try to recreate it. This teaches you how to handle paint, edges, and color. Steal their secrets. If you love the way Rembrandt lights his face, like I do, try using that dramatic chiaroscuro in your portrait work. If you admire Vermeer's calm interiors, think about how you can use space in your compositions. Experiment with their methods. Try underpainting, glazing, or limited palettes, even if you work digitally. Mimicking these traditional techniques can add depth and richness to your art. And let me add also digital art or abstract art. Silent mentors. The old masters aren't just figures in art history textbooks. They are silent mentors waiting to teach us. Their paintings contain knowledge that transcends time, offering lessons in light, form, color, and patience. They remind us that great art is not about speed, trends, or fame. It is about skill, vision, and a deep understanding of the world around us, not from the screen, but around us. Keep that in mind. In the next episode, we will dive into the world of Leonardo da Vinci and observation, because he is dear to my heart and observation is too. Join me as we continue exploring the wisdom of old masters. I wish you a very peaceful and productive week. And remember, art is the cradle of your soul. Take care.